This is Frank Vespi. Welcome to the Off the Races podcast on the Racing Radio. I'm going to be joined in a moment by the one and only Derby Bill Watson, who's going to help us scope out a pick four in Saturday's Penn Mile card, the Grade 3 Penn Mile, highlighting a pick four that has all four races are stakes. Quick housekeeping note, want to thank a couple of sponsors for making this possible. Particularly want to thank the Maryland Jockey Club, the Maryland Horse Breeders Association, Delaware Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, Fasig Tipton Company, Maryland Horse Industry Board, Virginia Thoroughbred Association, the Virginia Equine Alliance. Thanks to all, and thanks to you for taking a moment to visit with us and listen to our podcast. Bill, welcome to the program.
Yes, sir, and I'm sponsored by Hershey Park Chocolates and Pennsylvania Pretzels.
Excellent. And what about any hot dogs in the mix?
No, that'll be Belmont week next week. Coney Island dogs next week for the Belmont Stakes.
At Nathan's, thanks you. Well, we're looking at a pretty interesting race card here. It's four stakes to start off, a 50-cent pick four. I know you've got a $12 pick four that you've scoped out on this. The first race starts, it's the $200,000 Penn Oaks for three-year-old fillies going 1 mile on the turf. We've got a 9-5 favorite in the form of the four-horse Price to Perfection, trained by Chad Brown, who won the Grade 3 Swedish Chant two back, and she's going to have Joel Rosario in the irons. Bill, are you including her? What are you looking at in this race?
Yes, I have to put the horse definitely in there. Joel Rosario won this race last year, I believe, and fully capable of knowing the track and getting around after, I don't think he's riding in stakes race at Belmont, so he'll be rested. The other couple of jockeys are flying, helicoptering in from Belmont earlier in the day. He's won this race, he's won here before, and not certain the Belmont post time might allow some jockey to get back and forth. Some of them are racing in a stakes race at Belmont and coming straight into Penn. But this mile distance is perfect for Price for Perfection. Price for Perfection, the four horses, definitely not Price for Handicapper's Perfection at 9-5 morning line. So, but it's a single for some people in this. It's really not the huge fields I expected in the turf races, so this would be a little bit easier to use a couple more horses in this, in your pocketbook, because the turf races didn't go so deep in here, probably fearing the rainstorm coming into Penn tomorrow night. Well, I also like a shot here. I'm taking two horses, Involuntary here, undefeated in two trips, just green, the greenest horse in the field. City Zip, just an up-and-coming. Hope to get 10-1 on this horse if there's any chance of upsetting the two favorites here in Conquest, Serenado, and maybe a Bud Long Shot if you need it, Latte. 8-1 here. Graham Motion loves Penn National, so he, you know, if you're looking for a long shot, and can't afford to go deeper here because the turf races, as I said, are not huge.
Yeah, I think Graham won this race last year, if I recall correctly, or 2 years ago, but he's certainly a winner of this race. I want to ask you about another horse that I want to call attention to a little bit. It's Outsider Art, the three horse, the Jonathan Shepherd trainee. Little bit of a mixed bag on this horse, but two back at Keeneland, she ran a terrific race to be third, be just a length and a quarter by Catch a Glimpse. And Catch a Glimpse is the favorite in the Penn Mile three races later. I mean, if Catch a Glimpse were here, what is she, 2-5 maybe? I mean, she would be an absolute standout single in this spot. So any love for Outsider Art with Jersey Joe Bravo and the irons?
Yes, it improved. Get back up the Edgewood performance was not too swift there. Churchill didn't like that, but Keeneland was a monster on the softer turf, and that favors more the Penn National surface here. So I'd agree with you. 23-1 in that race you were talking about at Keeneland, and 6-1 here, but Jersey Joe Bravo has been to Penn National a few times and knows what he's doing. So yeah, this could be one of your Budweiser. Well, excuse me, take Budweiser out of question now. Call it the America long shot.
Budweiser.
Or long neck, whatever you want to call it.
Now owned by an international conglomerate. You're going to settle on the 4-7 here in the Penn Oaks in your pick four, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, 4-7, a shot, a nice shot, and the chalk here.
Okay. Now we move on to the second race, $150,000 Pennsylvania Governor's Cup. Three-year-olds and up going 5/8, 5 furlongs on the turf. This might actually be the most interesting field of the day, and certainly one that has is near and dear to Marylanders' hearts, because we've got the unbelievable 10-year-old Ben's Cat, the 8-5 favorite here, enters off a narrow closing win in the Jim McKay Turf Sprint over Preakness weekend. 2-for-2 this year, recorded 101 buyer in the Jim McKay. So Ben's Cat looks once again to have defied everyone and not lost a step. What do you think in this race, Bill?
Yeah, it was surprising. Always a surpriser here, Ben's Cat with his quality. Just late phenomenal charge at a Pimlico undercard on the soft turf. And this will be soft turf because it's, you know, rain showers Friday night, and then Saturday it's going to rain thunderstorms about 6 o'clock called. So the turf will be wet, and that doesn't bother the veteran, the cagey veteran. 96 Brisnet speed rating in the last race. And he's good 3-for-4 at Penn National. Nice record. He's only won once there, but 3-for-4, always close in the race. Just not a lot of value in betting Ben's Cat because the world's on to him, and they won't allow you to make more than, you know, $5 on him. So I'm going to try to go use the one and get the bonus here, the 2-for-1, the one and the two of the Lawrence Welk Cup selection here. Take cover. Alan Goldberg sending two in here if he runs them both. Pool winner, the second horse. Both of them in the high 80s speed ratings, and both of them coming off two wins each. Actually, Take Cover was previously trained by Steve Asmussen, and two really, really solid horses at 5-to-1 you get if they both go.
Yeah, and it seems to me, I mean, Pool Winner, to me, is he's the speed in here, isn't he?
Speed, yes. Yeah, he'll try to wire the race, and he's only raced three times, and he's wired the race once and was in the lead by the first turn in the other two races and missed by a neck in the race. He didn't win, so 2-for-3 wins with that speed pace. So he'll try to take off and make Ben's Cat run late.
And now another horse that's a little interesting here is a horse that finished second to Ben's Cat, Spring to the Sky, Bruce Brown trainee. The number 3 is 3-to-1 in here. The problem he has is this race kind of looks a little bit on paper just like the race at Pimlico did, where he had first run and couldn't quite get there, and Ben's Cat comes and gets him by a neck. What do you think about the 3 horse here, Spring to the Sky?
Yeah, he definitely hung it up late, winning in the lead at Pimlico's turf sprint. At 5 furlongs, I don't like that, and this will be even softer turf probably here than Pimlico. So he's just going to have to get a bigger lead, or they'll all catch this horse. But 3-to-1's not the price I want on this horse, so I did not use them. And some people will, as I said, these are not real deep races, so the pockets will be open trying to chase it. I think it paid almost $400 last year for the pick four.
Mm-hmm.
50 cents. So it's a lot of people in the pool, and the pool will be huge. So it might be worth going 3 deep in this one if you want Spring to the Sky. A real solid horse, and he should be leading the race. His only chance is to lead the race and win it.
A couple others I just want to ask you about briefly.
Mm-hmm.
One is the 8 horse, Cyclogenesis, 4-to-1 here, George Weaver trainee. This is a horse that looked like he was all set to be a monster. Stormy Atlantic Colt wins at First Asking at Saratoga, wins the Laurel Futurity by a pole, comes back, you know, was off for several months, wins the Tom Ridge on the synthetic at Presque Isle, but it's kind of all gone sideways for him since, hasn't won since. But one thing I do note, ran really well in the quick call at Saratoga last August, ran into trouble, you know, really had nowhere to run until it was too late, and ready for Rye, who had the better trip, gets the money there. But Is this a horse you think can kind of come back at all into the kind of form that he would need to find to compete here?
It's definitely a drop in class here. This horse has ran in Ascot, and he's run overseas and come back here. He runs obviously better overseas so far. The Quick Call was a very nice race for him at Saratoga with Johnny Valenzuela, Johnny B up, and Nuggets, Javier Castellani. So that's no drop there at all. And George Weaver's at 21% trainer, but not at Penn National. So the 4-1s, you know, you got to consider him if he, you know, the long layoffs brutally hadn't raced this year. That was the biggest reason he hadn't raced in 7 months. It's the only reason I tossed him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously had some physical issues, a lot of layoff lines there for the 8 Cyclogenesis. One other horse just ask you about briefly is the Virginia bred. Susan Cooney bred, trains, owns Made Bail, the 7 horse, enters off a win at Laurel Park against allowance optional claiming types. The horse that did run second in the Punchline last September against Virginia Breds at Laurel after actually leaving the furlong grounds, has never won a stake, but not a bad horse. He's gonna have to kind of have his running shoes on here. And you think he's got any chance with Victor Carrasco getting aboard?
Yes, Susan won with this horse at Laurel, and it's given a long time off, which is my big question here. After a win, you don't want to take 55 days off. Not for me to say. Susan's really doing well training lately, and 15-1's a juicy, juicy price. I just can't see it. It's too long a layoff, but questionable layoff for me for a horse that won its last race and almost got a 90 Brisnet figure at Laurel. So you know, the good part is definitely sprint horse of 5 furlongs, you know, should be able to get up there, but too many class horses in this race.
Okay, fair enough. So we got the 1 and the 5 in the second leg, the second race of the All Stakes Pick 4, and we'll recap this Pick 4 when we get to the end here. Heading to the third race, the $200,000 Mountain View, going a mile and an eighth on the main track, the only one of the 4 stakes scheduled to be on the main track. I guess this is the one they got to be most disappointed in. Just 5 horses scheduled to line up. We got an 8-5 favorite in the form of Red Rifle, a Todd Pletcher trainee. Interesting thing about this horse is he hasn't run on conventional dirt since April 2015, and he hasn't won on conventional dirt since November of 2014. Nevertheless, you've got him in your mix. Bill, what do you think about the $200,000 Mountain View?
Yeah, I have it as a 2-horse top favorite horses here, the Red Rival and Sir Marvelous. You have mentioned the question mark of not running for Red Rifle, but this horse is class. I mean, a monster, ran in the Grade 1 races all last year. Just got a tune-up in the tune-up, I would call it, at the Fort Macy back on near the Derby Day. So it's Todd knows what he's doing. He's got this horse ready to run, and $500,000 in winnings last year. So definitely the class of this field, and that's why he's 8-5. The 4 horse here, a lot of top horses in this race here. This is one I like more. It's the S Marvelous here, Michael Maker horse. Just came out of the Charlestown Classic, which he definitely didn't care for the bullpen too much. And running against Stanford and Paige McKinney. The race before that, if you look, New Orleans Handicap, Grade 2 win, going away with Lascana up, and no loss when you get Florent Garazal. You can pronounce his name better for me.
Giroux. Florent Giroux.
Giroux, yeah. He's definitely a fairgrounds-type jockey name there. Lascana here won at 20-1, the Grade 2 race, at a winner, you know, well over 100 buyers, well over 100 Brisnet numbers, just a monster performance. And he tried for the big money at Charlestown, just didn't like the track. But he should like Penn National, and he's won a race and finished third in the off track, so the rain shouldn't bother him. if it gets, you know, a huge thunderstorm and gets out of the way, it shouldn't bother him too much running on a softer surface. So he's definitely a class drop here, and I like this horse a lot. I might even I might single this horse, depending on how it goes, but those two horses there are definitely the class of this field to me.
Yeah, I want to disagree with you because I hate getting such short odds. But I'm not sure I really can. And, you know, notably with Smaverless, however you say that name, the four horse who's 2-1 here, when he did win the New Orleans Handicap, one of the horses he beat, the third place finisher, was International Star, who absolutely owns the fairgrounds, wins there all the time. And in the Charlestown Classic, that was kind of a tough setup for every horse not named Stanford, who was loose on the lead, setting moderate fractions and motored on home. So certainly Smaverless, a very, very live runner in the spot. Interesting horse that I will call attention to. And it's a tough spot for him, and he's going to need to bring his running shoes. But if it rains, if it's an off track, Edge of Reality, 4-7 on off tracks, has run buyers as high as 102 in his career on and off track. And, you know, if he could bring that sort of effort to this race, if it is in fact an off track, and if in fact he posts, because he's cross entered in a race at Parks tomorrow, but if he shows up and it's wet and he runs that kind of effort, he'll be around at the end, don't you think?
Yeah, the lawyer Ron's sire here definitely runs better on dirt, so he's back on the dirt surface, which he's produced a big win at Parks last year, seven minor stakes race, but definitely didn't care for the turf and the Henry Clark as much as Graham Motion was hoping. So he's back on dirt, and dirt for sure the rest of his career probably. Just 5-1, and Joel Rosario up. He knows where to go on this track. So there's nothing real deep in price in this race. It's 8-1, it's the longest shot in the board, and that might even come down if it rains. So I can see you using every horse in this field.
I'm not. Just I can't do it, but, you know, in the interest of talking about more horses. All right, so we got the 2 and the 4 in the third race, the Mountain View. That gets us to the featured $500,000 Grade 3 Penn Mile. Three-year-olds going 1 mile on the turf, and the favorite here is a girl. It's a filly. It's a city, another city zip. In fact, a city zip filly named Catch a Glimpse. She is undefeated on the lawn, 6-6. She won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly Turf last October at Keeneland. She's won 3 times in Grade 3 company here so far this year. She is an absolute beast, but is she the winner, Derby Bill Watson?
And if it was in Canada, yeah, I mean, she'd be even more of a favorite. 2015 Horse of the Year in Canada, Catch a Glimpse. I think this might be a prep race for the possibility of having a filly run in the $1.25 million Belmont Derby over Stars and Stripes Day there on July 9th, because there's an extra week since July 4th, so plenty of time to run back. If she collects here in this race, the weather's a factor here to me a little bit on this horse, so I'm going to try to finish out the race. You don't want to have a single in the last leg of the Penn, with the Penn Mile being it, because you have Chad Brown's horse, Beach Patrols, 3-1. Catch a Glimpse only 2-1, the early line. I thought Catch a Glimpse would be about even money, probably will be by post. And you might get 3-1 or 7-2 on Beach Patrol. Chad Brown's trained colt, placing all 5 of his races. And I like that. I like several here. Arrow Force here, 7-2. You're not going to get a bad horse going for $400,000. Arrow Force here was early trail was a Derby trail. This one was in the futures for the future Derby pool 1 and 2, I believe. And Mark Cassidy is just a monster, red hot right now. And Air Force is not one you can throw out of this race. So I'm using 3 deep in this race, going with Catch a Glimpse Beach Patrol and the Air Force trying to cover the last leg if I happen to get some value out of the first three legs.
Interesting thing about Air Force, too, is he was kind of a closer. He stalk and pounce or closer type. He ran second and neck in the British Cup Juvenile Turf as the favorite to hit at a bomb, and ran really a good race there and just missed by a neck. And then they put him on the dirt for the Kentucky Jockey Club, and he wins that, which, as you said, put him on the Derby trail, which ended really fast when he finished 10th by 40 lengths in the Risen Star. But interesting thing, he comes back to the turf for the first time in his last race on Derby Day at Churchill in the American Turf. And for the first time in his career, he goes right to the front and leads for a long way before tiring out late to finish fourth, beat 2 3/4. I imagine we may see a change in tactics here, Bill. Do you think
That was a Nyquist-type Preakness move, going out way too fast here for this horse. This horse is a stalker and closer, and La Peru brought him in to win just about every race from the back. I'm just stunned he went out that fast early, but we were all stunned by Nyquist going out that early, too, in the Preakness. So some races, you just got to, give the jockey some lip and get him back into running the horse like he did when he won all the time. And the Air Force, just a class horse. The Kentucky Juvenile, he was in the slop, the rain, the yielding. He used to win. He wins, so the weather should be a factor. That's why I still like him in my final leg of the pick four. Can run on anything. Just the last race was a comeback after running on the soft spiral polyturf there. Did not run well on that. I guess he wanted to send him out better than he did. He could not get unleashed in the spiral either. So I was very surprised by them tactics in that one. So I think La Peru, hard to chew out La Peru, but should never took him out that fast.
Yeah, it was surprising, and they did set a fast pace. One other horse that may be familiar to folks who follow the Derby trail is Oscar Nominated here, a Ken and Sarah Ramsey-owned horse trained by Mike Maker, who won the spiral over the synthetic at Turfway, the Grade 3 spiral, at 23-1, which put him in the starting gate for the Kentucky Derby, where he finished 17th of 20 and was beaten 32 lengths. So coming back to a surface where he has had success, he's 2 for 6 on the turf and has finished second a couple other times, should like this mile distance. He figures to run a much better race than he did at Churchill Downs. Not sure it's going to be good enough here. Any thoughts on him, Bill?
Oh, the Rams is the king of the American turf, and have no idea why this horse ran in the Kentucky Derby. It's a turf horse, turf, Kitten's Joy. We all know Kitten's Joy from winning the Virginia Derby down here and then breeding whatever kitten horse in the country you want on turf to win. This horse, if you want to go to the party, I guess, and Mr. Ramsey's desperate to win a Kentucky Derby. He's won every turf race in the country, so, he just cannot stand not being in a Derby, but this horse had no chance in the Kentucky Derby. But back on turf, you're right. This one's down 5-1, getting a lot of respect with the move back to turf. And I'm far from questioning Mr. Ramsey, but I would have never ran that horse in a Kentucky Derby.
People do crazy things when the Kentucky Derby is
at hand. Hell of a party to go to. You don't want to miss.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so there we have it. The All Stakes pick for Penn National from Derby Bill Watson. It's a 50-cent play. We got the 4-7 with the 1-5 with the 2-4 with the 2-3-4. $12. Any final thoughts on this, Bill?
Yeah, I spent more on this race last year because the fields were bigger. It's a short field, and then I'm really worried about the turf races if the thunderstorm produces more than a half inch of rain. So, it might knock the fields down even more. So, and like you said, the dirt race is really shocking. They didn't come up deeper. So I'm not going to invest a lot of money in the pick four here. I'm just going to enjoy the race more and not invest a ton of money because the short fields don't really need a lot. People are going to be buying buying the horses so the all button in these races because it might scratch down to 5 in the turf races.
Yeah. Well, let's certainly hope that the rain holds off or holds off well enough so that they could get these grass races in.
It's been a brutal year. Mother Nature's been 4-5 all year long.
Mother Nature always wins, that's for sure. All right, good stuff. Derby Bill Watson with an all-stakes pick 4 at Penn National. Thank you so much, Bill, and enjoy the racing this weekend.
Yeah, look forward to hearing your picks for the Belmont next week.
All right, sounds good. Bill Watson, everyone.